Hey folks, Steven Altrogi here with the Am I Called podcast. Today we're doing another calling question in which I ask Dave a question which a man pursuing ministry might ask. And so Dave, today's question is, let's say a man comes to you and he has a desire for ministry. And he says to you, I have a desire for ministry and I know that teaching and preaching are a part of pastoral ministry. And right now, I don't really know how to grow in that. I don't see a lot of opportunities for that. How can I grow in preaching and public communication? How would you answer that guy?
For a guy who's not in ministry.
For a guy who is not in ministry.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything profound to say that wouldn't be obvious. I think he's got to grow as a reader. It's funny how many of our points get back to reading, but there is something where reading, you know, it sharpens the mind, it broadens one's vocabulary, and since preaching is about the selecting and connecting of vocabulary to help people understand the Bible, it's really important to deposit new words into the vocabulary bank. And, you know, we published an article not long ago on the importance of reading to the leader that's posted on the Am I Called site as well. So he's got to grow in being a reader. I also think that part of that reading has to be to identify good books on exposition. So specifically reading on exposition. And, you know, you could ask your pastor what a good book might be. You know, I think about Christ-Centered Preaching by Brian Chappell or Biblical Preaching by Haddon Robinson. Piper's got a book on preaching. You know, one of our campus pastors, Lance, and I just went through Alec Motyer's new book on preaching that's just titled Preaching with a question mark. I'd encourage him to get a hold of, I think this book's out of print, but it's Tony Sargent's book on the sacred anointing. It's a great book. It's on the preaching of D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, focused specifically on his pneumatology, so his doctrine of the Holy Spirit, and how his doctrine of the Holy Spirit influenced his understanding and execution of preaching, so how the Spirit provides unction, and we want unction. We want the unction of God when we preach. So reading, reading specifically books on exposition. I think also listening to good preaching, and don't assume that you know what good preaching is. I mean, talk to your pastor, ask your pastor who you should listen to. You know, we have to recognize that whoever feeds you shapes your appetite. And so you want to make sure that you're being fed by and listening to good expositors who are committed to sound doctrine, beginning with your own pastor. I mean, sit with your own pastor, start there, and ask him if he'll meet with you and talk to him about how he develops his sermon, how he exposits the text, how he looks for illustrations, how he does his manuscript or his outline or whatever he takes into the pulpit. So, this is almost a counterbalancing point, but don't listen to or read preaching greats. I'm thinking of like Spurgeon or listening to Piper, thinking that you can imitate them or reproduce what they're doing. You know, Piper has a great devotional from his devotional, A Godward Life. I think the devotional from that section is called Mountains Are Not Meant to Envy, and it's on the preaching of Spurgeon. And Piper basically makes the point that you know, you don't come upon a mountain range and say, I want to be just like that. You know, you don't do that. You come upon a mountain range and you behold it and you thank God for the awesome and distinct majesty and grandeur of the mountain. And so in like manner, in the same way, you don't read Spurgeon, and I would add, you don't listen to Piper and say, I want to be just like that. You know, there are certainly commendable things about both of those pastors that we can seek to emulate. But more so, we just want to behold God's goodness at creating gifts like that and gifted people like that, and thank God for his blessing to the church. So ask your pastor to help you find ordinary expositors as well as reading the very gifted ones. And lastly, I think and perhaps most importantly, I think the best way to grow in preaching or to learn how to preach is just to preach. It's, you know, nothing replaces that time-tested approach of just doing it repeatedly, because with preaching, repetition both reveals and refines the gift. So again, talk to your pastor, go to your pastor, see if he can identify some opportunities where you can share in front of people. And by the way, don't ask him if you can preach on Sunday morning, because you'll just look like an idiot. Ask him to identify places where there might be just a couple of people gathered. Maybe it's the nursing home ministry or the prison ministry, or maybe your small group would give you an opportunity. I've seen several guys that felt called to preach just kind of band together to study preaching books and then actually preach in front of one another and solicit feedback from one another. One of the things we're doing with our interns is that when part of the program is that we'll have them preach for 15 or 20 minutes, and then we'll evaluate their strengths and the weaknesses of their preaching. And so if you can't find anybody to do that with, just develop a message and ask your pastor if he'll review the message notes that you have, review it for the quality of and clarity of your exposition, for your illustrations, or something like that. So the key to practice, though, is not simply to be doing the preaching, but to be seeking the evaluation, so that we learn how to get evaluation and scrutiny of our preaching. Because the best preachers are humble men who don't relate to their preaching like they're delivering some kind of divine oracle that can't be critiqued, but they're relating to it as humble servants who want to grow in the grace that's been given to them.
Excellent. For more free resources related to pastoral calling and pastoral ministry, visit amicalled.com.